Patient's name, first name is Virginia, is Victoria, I-R-G-I, and it's an N-C-I-A, last name Colatruglio. C-O-L-A, T-S in Tom, R-U-G-L-I-O. ID number is 25597, date of birth is December 12, 1942. This is an office visit slash follow-up note and also a letter to James, J-A-M-S, Mary E, S, S, N, Sam, initial J. Last name Wisdom, W-I-S, N, Sam, D, S, N, Dr. O-M-D. Also carbon copies to Catherine, K-A-T-S-N, Tom, H-R-Y, N, S, N, Nancy. Last name Holloway, H-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y-N-D. As far as dear Dr. Wisdom, I thought you would appreciate an update regarding Ms. Colatruglio. Pre-annexis representing illness. Ms. Colatruglio researching follow-up regarding prior findings of thrombocytopenia, as well as intermittent slash minimal leukopenia, as well as MA0 microcytosis. The patient is also known for her history of malignant melanoma of the skin. As far as records from Dr. Holloway are noted and highly appreciated. On January 24, 2012, the patient had two wide skin resections, one in the left upper arm and another one in the left medial back period. Both findings are consistent with Clark's, C-L-A-R-K apostrophe S, Clark's level Roman number 2 malignant melanoma of the skin. Left upper arm lesion was only 0.35 millimeters thick, and the left medial back lesion was only 0.3 millimeters thick, Mitosis, M-I-T-O-S-E-S, mitosis on both of them were less than 1 per square millimeter, and therefore both lesions are T-asymptom 1, lowercase a, There was no evidence of ulceration, The patient continues to follow closely with Dr. Holloway. Next paragraph. Ms. Colatruglio reports feeling well and offers no complaints or symptoms. There is no fever, cone shaking, chills, cone drenching, sweat, coma, weight loss or loss of appetite. She denies any other flu-like symptoms. She is unaware of any lymphadenopathy. She denies easy bruising, coma, gingival bleeding or epistaxis. There is no shortness of breath, coma, cough, coma, hemoptysis or chest pain. She denies abdominal pain, coma, nausea, coma, vomiting or distension. There is no worsening bone pain or body pain. She denies any worsening headaches, coma, dizziness, coma, lightheadedness, coma, visual disturbances, coma, slurred speech or focal neurological deficits. Next paragraph. Defense of the 14 systems reviews no contributory. Next paragraph. Medications reviewed and as noted in the chart. Next paragraph. Physical examination. Next general. She appears well, The patient is seen in the presence of her husband, Next vital signs. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 78, respiration 16, temperature 97.0, weight 140. Next, H-E-E-N-T, pink conjunctiva and enicteric sclera, There is no petechiae involving the oral mucosa, Next, lymph nodes, N-O-N-E, non-palpable. In the cervical, coma, supraclavicular, coma, axillary, or inguinal areas, Next, chest. No dullness or tenderness to percussion, next, lungs, clear to auscultation, next, heart, regular rhythm, no extra sounds are heard, next, abdomen, bowel sounds are normal active, it is soft, coma, depressible, and untender, no menstrual palpable, next, extremities, there's no edema or cyanosis, next, paragraph, laboratory, number one. A CBC slash differential is only significant for a hemoglobin of 11.0, hematocrit of 33.1%, and NCV of 113.0. White blood cell count is 3.69 and absolute neutrophil count of 1.1. A comprehensive metabolic panel is completely normal. Next number, B12 is normal with a value of 840 and folate of 13.7. Next number, LDH is normal with a value 196 and reticulocyte count of 1.8%. As far as impression, number one, prior findings of thrombocytopenia, however, coma. And for the second time, I do not see such abnormality. Next number, mild neutropenia slash leukopenia. as well as borderline MA0 microcytic anemia. Period findings continue to be stable. Period the possibility of a myeloproliferative disorder, such as myelodysplasia, could be considered, but less likely in light of minor normalities or worsening cytopenias. However, comma, we are to follow closely. For your next number, history of stage 4 number 2 malignant melanoma of the skin, status post wide resection, and also findings of two lesions, both stage 4 number 1 lowercase a melanomas within the left arm and upper back. The patient is status post wide resection a year ago. Clinically, coma, she continues to be in remission and follows with Dr. Holloway closely. As far as our recommendations, number one, continuous surveillance. Next number, CBC cell differential, coma, comprehensive metabolic panel, coma, LDH, coma, reticulocyte count, coma, B12 and folate 1 week before return. Next number, our assessment is colatruglio in 6 months with the above results. As far as respectfully, Ricardo J. Quintero, HMD.